Here are five cities that you could never pay me to go back to, places that just aren't worth visiting if you haven't been before. Five is the solar city in the UAE. It is Dubai. Now, Dubai is a big shopping mall. It's a plastic place with fake people and materialistic values. And people say, oh, if you have money, then you'd enjoy Dubai. Well, I had money. I was in Dubai and I didn't enjoy it. People have to separate class from money. People think if you can just spend whatever you want and there's designer everywhere, that means a place is valuable. No, not at all. When a place doesn't have culture, when a place doesn't have nature, when a place has no real vibe to it, then what is it? Yes, you can go to luxury restaurants where they'll charge you five times the original value of the product, but that's just people getting scammed. And there's no real atmosphere to Dubai. It's a place where you have to be careful what you do, and it attracts the wrong kind of people. It attracts forex traders, people that make quick, easy money schemes. A lot of the people I met in Dubai seem quite pretentious, stuck up, entitled, and not the type of people that go traveling around the world. It's a fake city that was built extremely quickly, and 3,000 people died in the process of building it. And they would say, oh, it's not slavery. It is modern day slavery. It's people that aren't getting paid properly and putting their lives at risk to work there. Fake people, fake atmosphere, and nothing really to see apart from big brands. Fourth on this list is Geneva. Now, Geneva is a city that is extremely boring, like unbelievably boring. It's expensive. It's actually probably as expensive as Dubai, but it does have the nature, but it has nothing else. I guess with Dubai, the only benefit I would say is that you can run into random people and you can kind of get a mix of people because it's brought people from all around the world. However, they still have the same materialistic view on life. But in Geneva, it's very different. It is a banking district, essentially, and you do have incredible nature. So if you are a nature person, you like hiking, you like seeing the mountains, go ahead, go to somewhere like Geneva and venture off from there. But Geneva as a city is extremely boring. There's no real nightlife. There's no real atmosphere. And like I said, extremely expensive. Cold, dull, grey, boring, whatever you want to call it. It's all of those things. And the people just don't seem to be very joyous. Third on this list is Miami. Now, Miami is actually quite an interesting place. I wouldn't say I completely despise it, but it is quite demonic. And you do see a lot of things you would not see even in the UK. There's a lot of old men going around asking weird questions. I can tell you that. I experienced that myself. I can see so many people with, you know, straps in their pockets when they shouldn't be. But the nightlife is insane. I guess for a stag do or a hen do, it would make sense. But you're going to spend a hell of a lot of money on an average drink in an average bar, never mind the fancy ones. A lot of people in Miami end up going to some rich person's apartment, having a party there, doing all those kind of things. Waking up, not knowing what you've taken and where you've been. It's that kind of place. Luckily, I stayed away from the party side of it. I was on the beach, I went around Miami, I met local people, but it's a very, very interesting place with very different people all around. But I can see how it can get very dark very quick. Additionally, I went to a Miami Heat game and a beer cost me $20. Not even a pint, a beer can. Two is Pattaya. I briefly passed Pattaya in Thailand and I will never ever stay in that place. And I didn't stay there because it is so demonic. If I said the last place was demonic, this one is really, really demonic. You see old people everywhere with extremely young women, and whilst it might be consensual, not always, but it might be consensual most of the time, it does not mean that it is right. There is a lot of moral issues in a place like that. A lot of Thai people do not respect that area of Thailand. It's south of Bangkok, and it's where a lot of dodgy activities reside. Creepy old men doing things they shouldn't be doing, knowing that they get away with it because they're in Thailand and not their home country. A place that is truly dark, and it's a part of Thailand where you actually start to consider the negatives. Overall, I absolutely love Thailand and nowhere else was like this within the country, but Pattaya is not the place to go. And the number one city I dislike the most is Marrakesh. I understand that Marrakesh might not be representative of Morocco, but as a city, Marrakesh was not the place to be, especially if you're a woman solo traveling or a man traveling with many women. The way that some of these men looked at the women I was with and just women around us, tourists in general, was appalling. And they are used to tourism, which is the most shocking part. As a female solo traveler, I would never, ever even go close to that city. And as a man, I felt fairly comfortable. You know, the people weren't too threatening. They didn't look very scary at all. But if you anger one of these people, they can come out at you with groups of other people. So you have to be careful what you say over there. They definitely congregate together and think that their behavior is acceptable when it's like catcalling on steroids. Also, sometimes you don't know where their hands are, and I just think they're some of the most uncivilized human beings I've ever seen in my life. This does not come from being poor, and this does not come from a lack of education. It's from how you should treat women. It's ingrained in your culture, and their culture is quite sexist. I've been to shanty towns, I've been to townships in South Africa, and people do not treat other people like this. There is respect, there is community, and everybody lets each other know how safe they are, and they let tourists know that they're welcome in their country. Morocco, and specifically Marrakesh, was not like this at all. A very disturbing place that really showed me the reality of cities like that. That's the top five list of cities that I will not be going back to, even if you had to pay me. Let me know if you agree with this list, and if you don't, why, and who you would put in this list.